Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola! Okay, I got to get this off my chest first before we do anything else. This makes me so nervous. I was almost to work, maybe about 15 minutes away, and my tire light came on, and it stayed on, and then I parked the car, parallel parking, of course, because I'm brilliant at it. Even my nieces are impressed, and they're not impressed with anything I do. So I parked the car, and it was dark, and it's out on the city street, so I wasn't going to hang out there and check out my tires. So, when I go out in a few hours and I get ready to drive home in the morning traffic in New York City, oh, it's always a good time. Be jealous. Be very jealous. Have to leave Lower Manhattan where our CBS Sports Radio headquarters are located and try to get home. It's 26 miles. Tire light will still be on, of course. Why wouldn't it be? But do I make it home? Do I try to stop and put air in the tires? Here's the thing that annoys me the most. I have an air pump that I keep in my car. But I'm pretty sure the hubs borrowed it and didn't put it back. Dang it. I think it's in his vehicle. Now, I will check. And if it's in my vehicle, if Princess Leia has it, then I will do a mea culpa. But I think I checked in my back not that long ago, and I didn't have it. And I may have said something to him about, hey, do you have my air pump? So let's hope the tire is not flat. It's just lost a little bit of air. But it's going to make me nervous. So can we talk about something else? If I can just not focus on it for the next 4 hours, maybe it will go away. That's how I deal with car trouble. I just forget about it and then hope it goes away. Okay, that's not really what happens, but I do like to ignore it for as long as possible. Also, with Princess Leia, has a crack in the windshield that is growing. Don't know how that happened either. All of a sudden, got in the car Sunday night and thought, what is that glimmer over there? And then realized there was a nice slice right through the windshield. Oh, and she needs an oil change too. You know, just before I drive 7 hours round trip, 4 weeks in a row to go up and back to Syracuse to teach my class. All right. It's good timing. Tires, windshield, oil change. Because yes, the money grows on trees this time of year. And really every time of year, if we're honest. Except right now the trees are budding. And they're budding with dollar bills. Just to fix Princess Leia. Yeah! All right, I feel better now. That actually was a good release. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. It's the hump show. Uh-huh. I guess maybe I did hit a hump, and that's how somehow my tires lost air. We have a couple of different treats for you, as in ice cream treats. Sort of. I don't want to be misleading. You know, I like to be accurate here on the show. But sometimes they take liberties with the English language. So we've got a couple of treats for you in that. You all get to ask Amy anything. That's your thing. And this year, for the first time since 2020, when there was no March Madness, we are bringing back our Final Fours. Not the college basketball kind. Of course, we'll talk about those around the weekend. No, our Final Four categories in which you get to name your four. As in the most iconic, as in the top seeds, as in the chalk. Or maybe you include a Cinderella in your Final Four. A dark horse, if you will. You name one that no one else would think of. And we've had a ton of your suggestions over the past couple of weeks. And I'm still not completely set. I made the mistake, Jay, of asking Bob to name some categories, and then he keeps naming them. And now, between your categories and his categories and my categories, it's overwhelming. But we are going to start with Final Four ice cream flavors. Because 4 years ago, we started with a food category, and you all rocked it. And many of you have said Final Four ice cream flavors or Final Four cookies, Final Four desserts, except we feel like that's such a wide range that we might not get any answers in common. Although, if you ask me, it's coconut cream pie, but that's not the category.
So, I don't turn any of them away.
Fine. Thank you, Andy Reid. Final Four ice cream flavors is our category for this edition of After Hours. So you have got much to do on our social media. First of all, since it's the Hump Show, you want to look for the bright orange box where you can send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. That's on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on my Twitter, and then also on our Facebook page. All right, so you can send your questions for Ask Amy. And within moments, producer Jay, now I told him, I need some dancing ice creams, I need some fun gifts, I need some type of great line about ice cream, I don't know. I need something to make this pop. I need, what was that called? Pick art? Remember, there used to be a term for clip art. Clip art, remember? It's the kind of stuff you use in, say, scrapbooks when you have a little cartoon or different lettering that can be clip art.
I remember Microsoft Word had clip art, right?
Yes, but you could also actually have clip art, like hold it in your hand, have art. That's clearly pre-J. Must be a generational thing.
So, I had a scrapbook once or twice.
Oh, nice. I could see that your mom and sisters could be scrapbookers.
My older sister loves scrapbooking,
yes.
Actually.
I have done a few, and that I have a couple of other scrapbooks that still need the photos and materials put in them. But I feel like if I haven't done it for my Alaska cruise by now, I'm probably not going to. Either way, it is fun to dress up your scrapbooks or your photo albums. So I've asked Jay for some clip art, some type of fun ice cream decorations that will stand out on the cesspool that is social media. Who doesn't love ice cream? Boy, we need to reach out to Amy Trask. She is an ice cream connoisseur. And also, when I was in the, I think it was the Charlotte airport. I think it was Charlotte. In January, I saw a sign for Amy's ice cream. Actually, I could give you that picture if you wanted to use that as the clip art. A little misleading, though, because we're not actually doing Amy's ice cream. There are all kinds of flavors, all kinds of brands. It would help us if you put the brand, but if you don't, that's okay. However, if it's local and we can't verify, I don't know. Final Four ice cream flavors. It's a good way to break up the monotony here during the work week. Middle show of the work week. And I know there's a good portion of our listening audience that is awaiting a snowstorm. My mom's husband had to cancel his trip home to New Hampshire because they're getting blasted by winter weather. Meanwhile, in the New York area, it's nothing but freaking rain. Ugh. I know Jay loves rain because it helps him sleep better, but I am tired of rain. Oh my gosh, I'd rather have snow any day. Any day. I need to move back to New Hampshire, except I can't do the job from there, so I'm going to stay put where I am and just deal with the rain. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. So again, on Twitter or Facebook, you can send us your questions for Ask Amy Anything. But then also, you want to submit your final four ice cream flavors. And of course, on Facebook, there's a thread. And so you can go and look at everyone else's. It's quite the community on Facebook. But on Twitter, producer Jay will retweet them, or I'll retweet them. So this is the first of our final four categories. I'm pretty sure among the other cats, I'm going to use famous duos. I've been doing some research. There are so many incredible possibilities. You could go comedic duos. You could go musical duos. You could go, just musical duos alone. Everything from Hall & Oates to Brooks & Dunn to name one that's more recent.
Well, I don't know about recent, but Simon & Garfunkel.
That's not recent. I mean something that like the cool kids would listen to right now. Who's a more recent famous duo in music? You could say Jay-Z and Beyonce. I mean, they're not necessarily, well, they have teamed up, I guess, but it's not their thing normally, but still, you could say them.
Dua Lipa and Elton John?
No.
No, not enough.
But definitely there are all kinds of famous duos from music or from movies. I could go rom-coms and famous duos. Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks. That would be a good one.
Kevin Hart and The Rock.
Famous duos.
They're getting there.
Ponch and John from Chips. Oh my gosh. Dukes of Hazzard. See, I feel like this is... And then you can go sports duos as well. Steph and Dre... I mean, that's just one. Or Stephen Clay, if you want to go the other way with the Splash Brothers.
Jordan Pippen.
That's just one from basketball, yeah. But certainly in football, there's a bazillion. Brady and Gronk. Brady and Belichick. Again, depends upon your flavor of the month. Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. Not only are they a prolific duo on the field, but now they own a steakhouse. See, I shouldn't be answering this question right now. That's... Another one of our final four categories is famous duos. I'm leaning toward famous mascots or just mascots, not even famous, just mascots. Final four mascots.
Like sports, corporate world.
Anything.
Yes.
Any type of a recognizable mascot.
Like the Michelin Man.
Like it's a gecko. I almost said Geico. It's a gecko.
Yes.
But that's just one. The Michelin Man. Or the chicken. The Philly chicken. No. Who's the chicken from?
Which chicken?
In baseball, the chicken. Isn't there a chicken mascot in baseball?
I'm not familiar with the baseball chicken mascot.
Maybe it's just me. I thought there was a chicken. I could see the Phillies now with he's green, right? With the ginormous nose.
The fanatic, yeah.
That's right, the fanatic.
That'd be a scary chicken.
I'm telling you, there's a chicken. Or there used to be some kind of famous chicken. Maybe it was supposed to be a hen, but it.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
It was a chicken.
I know the Astros used to have these cows. They were Chick-fil-A, I think they were representing, and they used to say, eat more chicken.
Oh, those billboards are the best. They can't spell. It's so good. And then you see these funny block letters.
Right.
I don't know. Wally the Green Monster, he might be a Final Four mascot.
Is he still around?
Wally?
Yeah.
I mean, the last
time... embrace him.
The last time I was at Fenway was with you, goofball. I'm pretty sure we saw Wally.
Yeah, we might have, yeah.
Who knows, though? We were melting because it was 110 degrees with a heat index.
You know what? The San Diego chicken.
Thank you. So they got rid of him then because... Oh, no.
I think he's still there.
The San Diego Padres still have their chicken?
Yeah.
Can someone confirm or deny?
Known as the famous chicken.
Thank you. That'll teach you to doubt me.
I wasn't familiar with his work.
So, speaking of work, Jay, how are those muffins?
Oh, they are tremendous.
I put some work into them. Don't try to tell me they're the best thing I've ever baked, because you tell me that every time.
Well, I was going to say, I think instantly I could put them in the top three. So,
your top three changes every time I bake something new.
Every time you give me something new, it's tremendous. Oreo, you know I love Oreo. And these have that Oreo finish that you're looking for. So they're up there for me.
So speaking of doing work, I had to put a little work into it on Monday, trying a new recipe for my niece's birthdays, because my younger niece has a birthday the day before mine, same as Grammy Helen. And then my older niece has a birthday 2 days after me. And so because of that, I'm sending them care boxes this week. Of course, they've got a couple of gifts in there, including some Filipino hot sauce. Oh boy, do they love hot sauce and love Filipino anything. So Filipino hot sauce and some Filipino candies. And hopefully they're not listening to the show. And a couple of Columbia fleeces, one for each. And then I had to bake something because they love my baked goods. So I tried a new recipe for Oreo muffins. And I'm not kidding you. The recipe, now, originally it said something about a dozen muffins. I got more than that. I got probably 20 muffins. 20 crushed Oreos. I made Bob do the honors. He crushed up the Oreos. They are so good. They're not too sweet, and they're not chocolate either, because the muffins are blonde, I guess you would say. But you like them.
I love them, actually. Is not enough.
Okay, I have to give them away quickly because the Hubs has decided that he's a cookie monster when it comes to Oreos. He wanted to do Final Four cookies because of the Oreos.
Not bad.
Yeah, so it's a lot going on this week. It's birthday week. It's monsoon or snow. There's the Final Four. There's our Final Four. Oh my gosh, did you know the Chargers are starting their offseason program? Because why not? Let's throw a little football into the mix this first week in April. I saw Jim Harbaugh today talking about the Chargers offseason program starting up. Who knew?
Before the draft.
In April. Yeah, offseason as in probably voluntary OTAs, or voluntary workouts, not mandatory. It's too early for mandatory. Yeah. Final Four, ice cream flavors. Oh, it's dancing. He's dancing. Okay, so no joke. There's a lot to do, a lot to talk about on this edition of the show. I'm going to retweet. You can decide whether or not you like Jay's GIF. And these don't have to be in any order. I'd be really impressed if you actually drew a bracket and sent it to us. Took a screenshot of your bracket and sent it to us with your Final Four ice cream flavors. Or maybe, Jay, they take a bracket that's not filled out from the men's or women's NCAA tournament. They write their Final Four ice cream flavors in the bracket and then just take a photo. We need to do that. Just take a photo of the Final Four with the ice cream flavors.
I can seed my ice cream.
You can seed it?
Yeah.
That's impressive. Well, I know what my top seed would be. I know who my UConn is, or my South Carolina, depending upon which.
You have that much of a favorite.
I do. I have an overwhelming favorite when it comes to ice cream flavors. And then I have several really close seconds. They're cooking a bunch together. But you and I are going last. Well, I'm going last. I get last
licks, like ice cream.
Last subs, or last... I get last out, yes. And so the Final Four categories are just beginning. Your Final Four ice cream flavors. We thought we would start with a bang. So yes, find them on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or our Facebook page. Also, those of you who were very kind to congratulate me on my half marathon, I did finally post some photos of it. So it's on both Twitter and Facebook. You can see the photos courtesy of the Hubs. He took them, which is nice. I kind of think he's the reason for a new... a great time, better than I have in the last 6 years, faster than I have in the last 6 years. All right, coming up at top of the next hour, we're going to talk a little Warriors basketball. Why all of a sudden have they turned into a defensive team? It's crazy. So just over the course of an entire NBA season, you can change your identity multiple times. But next... guess who's back? The MVP. That's who. And he has an interesting perspective on his most recent injury that kept him out for 2 months. We're glad to have you. We're just getting started. It is the hump show. It's the middle show of the work week. It's time to take a deep breath. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Warriors. You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
The Philadelphia 76ers with a chance to tie or take the lead. 101-99. Lowry across midcourt. Hands off to Oubre. They're going to play middle pick and roll with Embiid. Oubre bounces to Joel. Joel from 14 straight away. Bucket, it's good. Tie game. 101-101. Josh Giddey guarded by Embiid. And Embiid stole the ball. He drives. Holmgren's back there. Embiid goes up. Collision. Foul. Blocking call. Joel Embiid stole the ball and drove three quarters the length of the court. Here's Tobias Harris for the line. He's got 17 points in the game. He can make it a four-point game, and he does. It's a two-possession game, which actually you can't joke about because if you missed them both, they could fire from half court and tie the game. But this has sealed it as he makes one out of two. They rebound, and there it is, the final buzzer. The Sixers beat the Thunder 109-105.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Well, that's a big win for the Philadelphia 76ers. Regardless of whether you believe they're going anywhere, it's nice for the Sixers to get a victory over a team that's already clinched a playoff spot. Now, right now, the Sixers, they're playing 500 ball. But how might it change if Joel Embiid can get his wind back and find his rhythm? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Your answers are already coming in. Final four ice cream flavors. And don't forget to send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. So this is how it works. We ask you, you ask us. There's a nice conversation. There's a good flow. The motto of this show, I don't think I've used it in a while, but I adopted it going back to probably year three. When people talk, good things happen. That's the motto of After Hours. When people talk, good things happen. By the way, Jay, before we get back to Sixers, I made Bob listen to the final 10 minutes of yesterday's show with the two callers. They couldn't have been more opposite ends of the spectrum, but I still can't get over the fact that we got a Super Bowl question. But also then he was so he's listening to it on his headphones. So I didn't know he was listening to it. I just said, hey, make sure you listen, and didn't realize he started doing it right away because he was wearing it in his earpiece. Anyway, he laughs out loud. He says, March Gladness.
Somebody liked it.
Well, also he didn't get the opener thing either.
Oh, I still don't really get it. I don't know.
It's like an opener, a can opener.
So it was. All right.
You
so
can't
I got it,
open yeah. up a can of whoop ass if you lose your home opener, essentially. So all that to say that the communication at the end of our last show was highly entertaining.
I was still learning about Kyle Shanahan, so I'm glad to clear that up.
We told a fellow host here on the network and he cackled. That's hysterical. Well, you know, we aim to please here on the show.
Pain.
So, yes, communication. It's the key for a successful radio host and just a successful relationship. When people talk, good things happen. So talk about your final four ice cream flavors and also send us your questions for Ask Amy Anything on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page. Let's go back to the reigning NBA MVP. 2 months away with a meniscus procedure, if you will, a meniscus issue in his left knee. He missed 8 weeks. Comes back for tonight's game. Has 24 points, not a real high shooting percentage, but 24 points, 7 assists, 6 rebounds, 3 steals, and a half dozen turnovers. Definitely a mixed bag for Joel Embiid, but he helped them get a big win over the Thunder. So whether or not they go far in these playoffs, the challenge is just to try to be ready for what's to come. Especially since this time last year, they were definitely not looking at the play-in tournament. Right now, they're sitting in the 8th spot, which means a little extra basketball. And it was interesting to hear Embiid's comments following the game. Now, we have some sound in front of his locker room, which actually is tough to hear. He does call himself fat. He says, I'm fat and I'm out of shape. But he also told TNT that this was a different type of an injury because it wasn't just about the physical recovery and physical rehab. It took a toll on him mentally.
Man, a lot. I would say usually, you know, when I get hurt and I just, you know, move on to the next one, I'm like, you know, to the next one. This one was a little, it took a toll mentally. I just want to come back. I think we got a chance, even, you know, the level that I'm at, and I'm only going to get better. But, you know, this one was probably the hardest by far, you know, especially mentally.
He actually went on to say, and Jay, maybe we can find the cut, but he went on to say at some point post-game that he was depressed. So that was in the cut. That's in the other cut. Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right, so the sound in front of his locker is not great, but we'll see if we can find it somewhere else, maybe amplified. But he did actually say that he was depressed and that this was really tough for him. He said, for some reason, this injury was just disappointing. It was depressing. It took me a while to get over it, and I still haven't gotten over it, so just got to take it day by day and look at the positive. Hopefully, every single day, try to get better and get back to myself. It reminded me, when I heard him post-game, of a recent stat on CBS News that I heard, that 1 in 5 Americans in 2024 struggle with some type of mental or emotional health. So it's both categories. They would say that they are facing challenges with either their mental or emotional health. And a lot of that has to do with the pandemic and how it changed society. But I think in general, more people are talking about it. You'll hear more athletes talk about some of the mental or emotional struggles that they face. And definitely for athletes, when they're so used to playing, when it's been their life for however long, and then it's gone. And they pour everything into it. They've got the team structure. They've got the family a travel party, and this has been their goal for years, then it's taken away from them and they can't do anything. And especially if it's a knee or an ankle or some type of a lower body injury, you really can't even work out. So you can't pour yourself into any type of a workout to stay in shape. I can understand why it's been so tough for Zion Williamson. I mean, he looks amazing now. We know what kind of player he can be when he's healthy and when he's in shape. But for several years, he's battling injuries. He can't work out. He's putting on weight. People are criticizing. It's a tough place to be. To hear Joel admit to the fact that this one was tougher on him mentally and actually caused him to be depressed at times, I think that's critical. And the more that athletes are willing to talk about it, the more that you'll hear other athletes get open about it. Maybe you may remember Klay Thompson was gone for a couple of years with those two. Well, one was the knee, one was the Achilles injury. And boy, he talked about how really tough and challenging it was for him to be away from the team, that there were days where he wondered what's the point of all of this, and he was really down. Paige Beckers, she missed not just last year's NCAA tournament, but also missed a good portion of the last year and a half because of different injuries, including the ACL. And she's indicated that it was very challenging for her. She would get really down. She would get really upset and just had to try to shift her focus and look at the positive. I'm getting my surgery for free. I'm going through rehab for free. I'm still with my teammates and the best coaches. So yeah, when it's an athlete's entire ecosystem and it gets taken away, a lot of times it can really throw them for a loop. And so it's good to hear Joel talk about it. And also glad that he's back now and he can work through this like actual basketball shape, getting back into basketball shape, because that'll be the next step. But it's really cool to hear his teammates react to him being back. This is Kelly Oubre.
Oh, man, I was like, my heart dropped because I was scared for the other team, but he got to find his rhythm. You know, he's been out for a while, and it was just amazing to have him back. I think the whole NBA community missed him, and we definitely missed him over here in this organization.
Well, I agree with that. The NBA definitely misses him. He is one of the greats in the game today. Kelly on Penn Medicine. Huh. I've never heard of that outlet before. All right. But, yeah, for Joel, this is... It may be too late for him to get into shape before the season is done and whatever playoff run they have, but him just being on the court makes a huge difference, even if he is struggling, even if he is having to play a fewer minutes or limited minutes because he's not quite got his sea legs under him, as I call them. All right, coming up, you may remember last week on the show, we got our giggles in over Tari Eason channeling an iconic movie line. Now, I'd never heard of the movie, but I learned all about The Warriors, apparently a cult flick that a lot of you really love. We had to go back and read about the characters, and we had to figure out, study this line that was delivered that apparently turned out to be improv and wasn't even scripted. And while this is not the movie version, Tari Eason used it as a way to, I would say, incite the Golden State Warriors to a fight. Where is it? Jay.
Warriors!
Ow.
Come out to play! Yeah! It's like that!
Well, the young Houston Rocket issued his challenge to the Golden State Warriors. And they have, in fact, come out to play.
To play.
Yeah, I got to keep practicing that part. Play. Oh, that's better, Jay. My husband actually told me he would divorce me if I kept doing that on the radio. So I have to stop. Pat Boyle's here in studio. Had you ever heard of the movie The Warriors?
Yes. Well, I only know the movie because of that scene right there. That's
okay.
That's a movie where it is defined by probably one scene, if not one line.
So we did a whole discovery, a deep dive on the Warriors last week because we heard the Tari Eason, and Marco Belletti turned us on to the fact that it was actually him playing off of this movie line. So then we spent, I don't know, half of one of our shows trying to imitate the original iconic line. Can we hear it? Just so people know what we're talking about.
Warriors, come out to play.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter.
Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons. The diseases that I am protecting my child against, they're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Come on to play.
Ow. It kind of hurts your ears.
The
anyway,
first one's definitely better.
I was walking up and down the hallways practicing. And so then I would bring it in here on the air and I would try to do it. The husband did not find that amusing. He was like, I love you dearly, but you have to stop doing that. So anyway, I'm not really supposed to be doing it anymore, but I wondered if you might have the ability to.
Yeah, you want me to give it a shot?
Yes.
All right. I don't want to blow out my mic here, Botch.
You can back up.
Warriors come out to play.
That was pretty good.
That was fantastic. Jay stinks at it. Don't ask him.
I can hit the high notes. He's got a very mature, manly voice. Like, you know, I got a girlier voice if I need to go to that.
I try.
I can hit the girly
Warriors.
Tones, the high tones.
Come out to play.
That's the hard one, though.
Play.
Warriors. I can't do the play.
That was like a small animal dying.
Seriously? So the Warriors did, actually. They heard him. Draymond Green responded to him right away, and now Draymond is taking it personally. That is clear. Your final four ice cream flavors on Twitter, A-Law Radio, our show Twitter, and then also on our Facebook page. The answers are already coming in. This is a bad idea when I'm hungry.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Seconds to go in the quarter. Pajemski off the screen. Dribbles hard. Now passes inside to Payton. Ghosting on the baseline for a two-hand slam. It's a 9-0 run for the bench. And it's 80-74. The Warriors lead by six. Looney gets it to Paul. To Clay. Clay. Left wing three off the dribble. Got it! 83-74. That's his second triple. He's now in double figures.
This is Clay Thompson, four-time champion with the Golden State Warriors. You're listening to one of the best shows in America.
Woohoo!
After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Klay Thompson is back in the starting lineup for the Golden State Warriors. Does that have anything to do with them putting together a season-long five-game win streak? Dallas Mavericks visiting them in the Bay Area. Now remember, completely opposite of last season, the Warriors have struggled at home. Going into this game against Dallas, they were below 500 at their new arena, relatively new arena, the Chase Center. They had an 11-point lead with about 7-8 minutes to go. And the Mavericks all of a sudden go on a 7-0 run, and that lead is gone. It is gone. And so they had some work to do. It's After Hours, as Clay told you, here on CBS Sports Radio. Man, Draymond Green is a pain in the rear, right? He can get himself into all kinds of trouble. He can get ejected. He can get suspended. Maybe better than, well, his mouth can get him suspended. Maybe better than any other player in NBA history. And yet, they are not the same team without him, and he is so good on the defensive end.
Doncic guarded by Wiggins. On the screen, gets Pajemski on the switch. Pajemski wants the challenge. Doncic penetrates over to Irving, puts it on the deck to the paint, finds Gafford, goes in, blocked by Draymond! Ripped the ball away, saved it to Thompson! What a play by Draymond! Curry will come up the floor. Draymond Green with his block of the year. Draymond with the dribble. Gets Curry on a screen. Right side, Draymond powers his way in, scores a driving layup. Warriors 100, Dallas 92.
If you have not seen what Tim Roy labels the block of the year for Draymond Green, definitely find the video, or maybe producer Jay can retweet it from our show account when he has a chance. Right now, he doesn't have a chance. But Daniel Gafford goes up for a seemingly innocuous layup to continue the Mavericks' charge as they try to reel in the Warriors in the final minutes. And at first I thought Draymond was just going to try to defend and get a body in front of him. No, he takes this big old paw and just palms the ball away from Gafford out of his hands, and then has the presence of mind to save it while he's walking the tightrope on the baseline. He saves it back to Klay Thompson. So it's not only a block, but it then becomes Warriors basketball. It was really incredible. And it certainly was what everyone was talking about following the game. I heard an interview with Gary Payton on Warriors radio, and he's crowing about Draymond Green. Gosh, Chris Paul is talking about that particular moment for Dre.
I told Dre, man, that might be one of the best plays I'd have ever seen in my career. And I'm not exaggerating, man. If you just see the heart, you know what I mean? Somebody like me who likes defense, I can appreciate it, you know, and it's well documented, me and Dre's relationship before I got here. But it's something to see night in and night out, man, the way he competes, and he willed us to this win tonight.
Man, Draymond's special, very special, defensive mastermind. You know, he's everywhere. You know, he's everywhere. He's got everyone's back. You know, that's what gives everyone else, you know, the advantage to just play freely, you know, defensively, because you know you have Draymond behind you. He's going to pick up any slack or anything that happens.
That was probably the key defensive play of the game. It was just a massive play. I thought he was going to go up to try to foul him, and he just had the right angle for the block. And that was a huge play. And Draymond was brilliant defensively, as he has been, you know, for a while now. And that's he's one of the reasons we've been able to kind of turn the season around.
Well, that's according to Steve Kerr. Before that, Andrew Wiggins, and then you hear Chris Paul on the NBC Sports Bay Area broadcast. And so even with the Luka Doncic 30-point triple-double, and even though the Mavericks make this a close one in the end, the Warriors win their fifth straight. And here's what stands out to me. Not only are they back to 500 at home, which I'm not sure that's saying much, but over their last five games, the most points they've given up is 113 to the Spurs. And in four of those five wins, they have given up 100 points or fewer. That's nearly unheard of in today's NBA, where 130-point games are fairly routine, even in regulation. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So we will talk to Monty Poole of NBC Sports Bay Area coming up at the top of the hour and ask him why and how the Warriors have morphed into a defense-first team again. And it's not as easy as Draymond Green, because he's been back for longer than these five games. The answer that Gary Payton gave, because they asked him the same question on the postgame, was a sense of urgency. Our backs are against the wall, which actually annoys me. You've been sitting in the 10 spot in the West for months now, or at least flirting with the 10 spot in the West for months. If you were able to play defense like this, why weren't you? Bothers me. Also, I heard it organically, because once I start getting ready for work, I have to listen on the radio. About, I don't know, 5-6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, I'm just minding my own business, getting my snacks and my coffee together, listening to Tim Roy and Tom Tolbert.
Thompson, deep Whoa. Three, curling, missing. Rebound, Wiggins saves the ball to midcourt, but it goes right to Washington. Mavs have a 4-on-2. Hardaway throws up a one-hand floater. It's up and good.
And Doncic got hit in the little Mavs, I think.
Yes, he did. Got hit in the little Mavericks.
Yep.
Do you guys remember last week? Or, gosh, maybe it was a few years ago when we originally had this discussion. Because Tim Roy's the first one I ever heard. He's probably the only one who does it. I can't imagine that every play-by-play announcer in the NBA uses his version. But that's how he terms a hit below the belt. And now Tom Tolbert has adopted it. But we recently went through every single team in the NBA to try to apply it. And so tonight it was the little Mavs. And then Tim says the Little Mavericks.
And hitting the Little Mavericks.
Yep.
But the first time I ever heard it, it was the Little Thunder.
The Little Thunders?
The Little Thunders. Like there's two of them.
The Little Thunders? And hitting the Little Mavericks.
Yep.
So recently, after that show where we went through every team in the NBA and applied it, I get home. I think I'm just going to have some breakfast. I'm going to hang out with the Hubs for a little bit. He says to me, my favorite, this is unsolicited, the Little Trailblazers.
It's not a euphemism, Henry. That's what it sounds like.
All right, we'll try to get it together before Monty Poole joins us after the top of the hour. What are your final four ice cream flavors? Tell us. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.